Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is I Got Invited to My First Threesome, written and read by Euphemize This. I spotted her on my first day at art college. I was 19, taking a foundation course in my hometown before heading off to university, and had 9 carefree months of exploring various creative disciplines ahead of me. What I hadn't considered until day one was just how much other exploration I might end up doing, and how goddamn hot art students can be. She instantly stood out to me with her long dyed ginger hair, thick black eyeliner, short skirt, and chunky boots that made it look like she'd gladly kick the shit out of anyone she didn't like. I thought, I want to be her friend. But as I worked on our first assignment, I lost myself in daydreams and slowly realised that I wanted to be more than friends with that gorgeous goth girl. This was when the penny finally dropped for me. I liked women in that way. How on earth had I never realised this before? Of course, now I'd figured out that I was sexually attracted to her, I became very nervous about approaching my not-yet friend. Thankfully, she wasn't shy at all and introduced herself to me before the end of the first week. We quickly became friends, and when the entire student group went on a Paris study trip, I shared my hotel room with her and 2 other girls. I tried to put filthy thoughts out of my head as we got undressed in front of each other, but she was all I could think about as I fell asleep each night. When she made costumes, I was her model. When she tried her hand at photography, I was her muse. We got drunk together and shared every detail about our lives. Well, except for that one. I had no idea whether telling her about my feelings would ruin our friendship. Instead, I would end each day touching myself alone in my room as I fantasized about kissing her beautiful lips and stroking her naked body. Then, one night in the spring term, things took an interesting turn. Every Friday evening, lots of us from the course would meet at the same pub in town. It was always a pretty lively end to the week, but something about that night seemed to get everyone especially horny. I don't recall what it was about that sparked our first kiss, but I was utterly thrilled to finally find myself locking lips with my dream girl after 6 months of lusting after her. We sat in a dark corner, and in between conversation, we would kiss and caress each other with no thought to the others around us. Well, I didn't think about them, but there was one who was on her mind. When I returned from the bar with more drinks, she'd been chatting with her boyfriend, and they both smiled at me as I approached the table. It was getting close to closing time, and they asked if I would like to come back to her place and join them in bed. Now, I should probably point out here that I'd only lost my virginity the previous year. Since then, I'd had a one-night stand and was now on to my second boyfriend, who was currently away at university. He was due back in a couple of weeks for the Easter break, but I have to admit that I have never felt guilty about doing this behind his back. How could I turn down my first ever offer of a threesome? I'm sure he'd understand. I somehow managed to concentrate on the road as I drove across town with them. What we were about to do felt like a completely natural thing. An extension of our friendship, people exploring their sexuality together. It felt right, but I was far too shy to make the first move. When we got to the door of her bedsit, perhaps sensing my nervousness, her boyfriend gently stopped me in the doorway and said, "If we're going to be naked together, I think we should probably kiss first." He was right, and every last bit of awkwardness evaporated as our lips touched, and I knew for certain how much they both wanted me. Although we didn't talk about what was expected of me or discuss what their boundaries were, I was more than happy to just go with the flow. I didn't yet know what I wanted from a threesome other than to simply be there with them both, naked and turned on. We stripped and kissed, clothes casually discarded across her carpet in a trail that led from the door to the bed. Her skin was like porcelain, and I admired the curve of her hips and her small firm breasts as he touched her and removed her underwear. She pulled me onto the bed and started to cover my skin in kisses and playful bites. After a while, it became clear that him fucking me was either something they'd discussed as being off limits or simply a line he was unsure about crossing. But I was so wrapped up in her that it didn't occur to me until afterwards that I could perhaps have asked to have his cock. As I lay on my back, she pressed her naked body on top of mine and kissed me hard. I could feel her tongue deep inside my mouth and the warmth from her cunt radiating onto mine. Then I opened my eyes and saw him, now completely naked, stroking his thick, hard cock and getting ready to fuck her. The feeling of being underneath someone who's getting fucked was intense, and I grabbed her breasts as she bit my neck while he slammed his cock into her. I could feel his balls against my cunt, reminding me how tantalizingly close his cock was to being inside me, and was so very turned on by how much she was enjoying being sandwiched between us. Being fucked while kissing me, while biting me. I initially thought I came from the pressure and the rubbing of her body against my clit, but afterwards I started to realise that it was perhaps from the pain of her teeth on my skin. I do slightly regret not going down on her. I think the idea of having an audience for my first time giving a woman head made me slightly too nervous to try, but I definitely don't regret lying back and letting the experience unfold around me. As I drove home, I felt so excited that it had happened, and perfectly at peace with the fact that it was probably a one-off. The next morning, as I picked out a long-sleeve high-neck top, I hoped the bruises would fade quickly. By the following day, I'd come to view them as a rather wonderful reminder of a very special evening. As I replayed the night in my head, I often added details, like his cum dripping out of her cunt onto my own wet lips as she lay on top of me and whispered in my ear, "Now I want to fuck you." Sadly, I never saw her naked again, apart from in my head, when I lay back and closed my eyes with my finger circling my clit. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at euphemizethis.blogspot.com.